So before I start to introduce the teacher, I would like to invite three sound bells. So please just stretch, feel relaxed, the bone in your mind, and so that be comfortable with your body, your mind. So I invite three sound bells so that we can start establish yourself in the present moment. So first, I would like to make an introduction to you. So dear master and dear friends, so today is our day of mindfulness of second week of each month. And so in front of you is my teacher, who some of you have Master Hai, H-A-I. And some of you already met him, and some of you might not have met him yet. So he will be with us today and given Dharma talk, and he had been ordained me. He's my ordination teacher, and I would been with him for 9 years, and after that I have to move on to do some more research and study, but we still keep in contact, so he will tell you a little bit more later. So my master have a temple in Hawaii, Honolulu, and one in Ventura, California. And there is some monastic stay there, so he just take turn go back and forth and do the teachings. But I recently hear that he have another one in Connecticut, which I don't know, but I just heard last night. And also he came here once in a while to support me in my practice and support the community. And so today we are very lucky to have him here, and very honored to have him to share us with the teaching of the Dharma. And you will be have the whole days with him. And I think will be more later or next month, some other months. So today I would like to ask the teacher, the master, to give a talk. And first, there's some, we have children too. So master, can you give a little bit talk to the children, about 10 minutes or 15 minutes, so the children can go out and play, and we have activities for them, and I can be with them, so Lisa can, or Dave can have listen to the Dharma talk. Yeah. So, Master, please.
Dear Reverend Tin Mang, dear the Sangha members, dear lovely children, today I'm very happy to be here with you. Even I came here since the monastery opened with my supporting Reverend Tin Mang to open the monastery here for the community, Vietnamese community practice, and also for American who interesting to practice the teaching of the Buddha, and also interesting to practice the meditation. Let's see, almost a 10 time already, but I didn't have a chance to be with you in the mindful day or a retreat day. Because most of the time I came here for the Buddha birthday celebration or some special event. So I didn't have a chance to be with you, real practice. Today is a really real practice. We put body and mind in here and now at the present moment. So easy for me to express my experiencing from my practice, and also easy for you to focus on my explanation, or you can feel the energy from me, I can feel the energy from you. So easy, then we have a big crowd, and people come here because of the big event. Not too many people really interesting to practice. So that's why the teachers are the Dharma teacher who have very difficulty to express the what he want to say because interfere from the rows and the people. People just come say hello and talk and interrupt, you know. So I think it's good. I'm very happy. This is the first time for me to be here with the community practice. I heard that from Reverend Tin Mang told me is you all will have the day for retreats every very often. So I think that is a wonderful thing you do to practice together. So anyway, I will go more further details on the practice. Today, I know that last night, Reverend Tin Mang told me that some kids will be joined with us at the first few minutes, like 5 or 10 minutes. So please forgive me to talk to them. So so make them feel like we don't let them out. Otherwise, they feel they left out from our you know, community. So I want to say a few words to them. How many of you here today? Three. So three, that's a big number. As the Buddha lifetime, he got enlightenment, but he had five. So now we have three. Oh, wow. Yeah, enough already. Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. That is triple gem, yeah? So anyway, first of all, I want to give you credit. You as a good children, I heard from Reverend Tin Mang. And also, I observed you this morning when you first came. I can tell, I can feel, I can see that is you as a good kid. And I know your parents, they are very good. They want to plant a good seed in a good soil. That's how the good soil helping the seed to grow, become a big tree. Not too many young children who can follow their parents to the monastery or the temple. But three of you did. I think some of the other time it may be more than that. But today, maybe in our rivet life, I have a connection with you. That's why we meet today. Some of the other kids, they don't have a chance. I have to fly all the way from the island of Hawaii. You know Hawaii? You've been there before? You heard, right? You know how far is at least 8 hours flight directly. Yeah, 7-8 hours. But I fly all the way from there to California and California to here. So I have a chance to meet you. And I know that, as you know, the children here who born and raised in this country, I have to give credit to the parents to bring your children to the monastery. Can be close to the Sangha, especially to the monks, so they can help you to lead them in the right direction. Otherwise, they will lost. I work with many people in the community for the last 32 years in America, so I know. Many parents, they have many problems with their young children. And the problem is, I know for sure that is not the children's fault. That is the fault from the parent. Because the parent busy to taking care of the mortgage, the bill for the family survive. So that's why they forget that about their children. There is young generation, they forgot, totally forgot. Even they feed them, they help them, take them to school, drop them in school, and do laundry for them, cook for them. But they don't have time to educate them. Are you agree with me with that? They don't have time. Even my brother and sister, they came here a long time, and then they have about 3-4 kids, and their kids is good, but they get lost. They don't know where to go. When they're young, it's okay. But when they grow up a little bit, our young kids here is okay. If you keep coming, take them to here. If you follow your parents coming here, later you grow up in this society, you become a good kid, good children. Because the parents, they don't have time for kids. Even they don't have time to cook for children. You know, the cooking very important too. But the parents here in this society have no time for their kids. They rush him to go to McDonald's or Pizza Hut and Taco Bell and quick pick up the food to the kids. You know, when you cook, like you see Cindy cook this morning, I hiding her. She didn't see me through the door. I look at the way she cook, very peaceful. You know, cooking very important. If you angry somebody, you cook for the food and that person eats and get the, you know, effect to their health and their mind. So that's why when you cook, you have to be peace. You have to be mindful. I see she cook very mindful. Slowly working by herself and very awareness what she's doing. That's why the parent, very important to cook for their kids. Even just a little food, but cook for them. Spend time to cook for them and they see that. When they see the parent cooking for them, and then they appreciate the parent working hard from home whole day and come home and cook for them. So it's good that they get energy from you. So that's why when my brother and sister, they have a kiss here, I see them just go quick and pick up the food, and later they complain a kid. They said, how come you didn't want to eat vegetable? Why they cannot eat the vegetable? You know why? Because of the way they feed them from fast food. Only meat, hamburger, hot dog. You see? Pizza Hut. That's why the kids used to be. When you give them the vegetable, they think, what? That is rabbit food. Huh? Rabbit, rabbit. Hey, rabbit. Rabbit, hi. How are you, honey? How are you? Yeah, how are you? You rabbit, move around. A monkey. That's a monkey, my monkey. So you see that the fall from the parent, the parent fall. You don't spend enough time for your kids. That's why the kids grow up in that way. And then later you land the kids and this and that, and you have a problem. The kids grow up and they cannot listen to you, obey to you. And then you land on them. and go to the temple, go to the monastery, and complain to the monk, ask us to pray to the Buddha. Ask us to pray to the Buddha, and what the monk say? The monk say, you want that, I will do. I will do for you on behalf of you to pray for your kids to be good. You think it works that way? No way. No way. Many parents came to me, asked me to pray, but I pleased them. But sometimes I honored to tell you, the parents came to me, you know, they asked me to do that way. I said, I do that for you. But when I do the pray and chanting, I think I'm not honest to myself, to the person. If I talk directly to the parent, I cannot do the job you ask me to do for pray for your son or daughter to be good. I explain to them that your fault and I dumb in their fault, maybe they're more straight. They think the only way they can go to temple or go to church to ask for help from priest, from monk. But what can we do? We have to train them from the beginning. You've been at Universal Studio, you took them there. If you go to Universal Studio, I tell you, I first time I went to the Universal Studio in Hollywood, it's amazing. They train the monkey and the pig. Oh boy, I cannot believe you should go there one day. My temple, you stay there a couple nights, yeah, stay. I will take them to the Universal Studio. They train the animal, monkeys, and the pig. They obey, you know, the one who trained them. Wow, wonderful. After the show, I can come up and I ask the trainer, I ask, how you train them like that? And which way can you show me how I get the monkey? Can I train them? And the pig, I can train them like that? And the guy said, yes, you can, of course. But you have to train them since they are baby. This them. In Vietnamese, we used to call dạy con từ thở lên ba, dạy vợ từ thở ban sơ mới về. It's a temporary, I translate to you. Dạy con, when you teach the con, it means children. You have to teach them since they turn into 3 years old. They know. They know. 3 years old, your parents have to teach you. Don't wait until you become, you train them when they a little bamboo. Don't wait until they become the stick like you this morning. The big bamboo cannot bend. And you teach the wife. You have to teach the wife when they first came, with first marriage, come to your home. Don't teach them when they stay a couple months already. They become, you know, difficulty. So you have to train everything from the beginning. So train the kids. Teach the kids, you have to teach them when they were young. At the Universal Studio, you know, they train the monkey is when the monkey a very little baby. That the monkey is so cute. I think they acting better than the kids. Yes. You saw that?
No, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Cannot believe. I says, oh, wow. You know, in our country, we didn't know how to do that. Maybe they train the monkey when the monkey get big already, so cannot train. Maybe the monkey imitate. What you do something. In Vietnam, the monkey always burn the house. The monkey see the people in the house is cooking. They use the light, the match. So the monkey follow up and do cooking and burn the house. They don't train them, don't use that. They burn the house. You see that they don't wait until the kids grow up. So I know I give the credit to the parent today. Lisa and David. you took your kids here. It's a good three of them. Very good children. I see their behavior, how they respect to the monk. It's good. So I hope that Lisa and David do that and the other people, if you have your children, also bring to the monastery because they need a good environment and teaching. So I really give you credit today. Sorry, today I don't prepare the Dharma talk for you because I don't know. Reverend Tin Mang didn't tell me about that. So that's why I don't prepare the story. I'm not, you know, smart at Thay Nhất Hạnh or some of the other, you know, master. I have to prepare. I have to prepare for you and what topics I'm going to talk to you. Anyway, but I honest to give you the credit today to your parent too, to brought you here. And you know that is, I know who, how many of you know Aiken Rosie? Aiken Rosie, one of the famous Zen teachers who had the Diamond Sangha Center in Honolulu. He had many centers around the world too. He wrote many books. So he had Diamond Sangha, the center in right in Honolulu, mountainside like this. So the parent came, he encouraged the parent, take the children, come to the center, Dharma center for meditation center, for activity too. But many parents said their children very naughty. They make a lot of noise, so disturb the other people. But Aiken Rosie told the parent, don't worry, you bring them here, and I have a play for them to play together. At least they don't practice sitting like you, but they see you, the parent, doing that. So they will get the influence. When they grow up, they will learn something. So Aiken Rosie is open one side for adults, for sitting meditation, and the other side for the young kids, like this, Titan Man, this, that. So the kids can play on that side. Well, you try your best. At least you try your best. But the way he do that is wonderful. Because two reasons. The first reason, the parent cannot take the kids because they make noise. The second reason, if they leave the kids at home and then they come, they don't feel okay. Their mind not in peace. So I think that better bring the kids here. So the kids get the benefits and also the parent get the benefits too. So, you see, they very innocent. And now I just look at them. That's how we practice, we become a kiss. A kiss is very simple. You know, so we train them, and they also play together. They can play together, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, okay. So I want to say thank you so much, and Thầy Tinh Mang, maybe he will be... with them, okay, honey? Be good, okay? Good monkey? Thank you for your listening, and Thầy Tinh Mang will be continue with you some story. So now I switch into with the your parent and the group here. Okay, today when Thầy Tinh Mang invited me to come here, to give a Dharma talk. And I don't know that what your level of practice, because if he himself, he know. But myself, I don't know. But I think that something topic I choose will be helpful for you after today. At least you learn some picture in your mind. And some picture I post in there. You see that? No picture. You know the meaning of that? You saw that before? Anyone share with you? You see that?
I don't know the total meaning.
The total meaning, yes. But you saw the picture, yeah? You saw the picture. This is very basic for Zen practice, Do Picha. Very interesting. I want you to notice it, the process of your cultivate your mind. This picture, Do Picha, is very, according to my research, I want to share to you before that, I want to do a very detail about the research about 10 picture. And you see it's 10 picture, 5 in each space. So 10 all together. That is the process of your cultivating your mind. So if you know this, you know where you are. If you know, understand that, and you know where you are. Because you, when you meditate, it means you're taking care. You're watching. You're taking care of your own cow. Your own cow. Own buffalo. Your own ox. You see in the third picture, and this my my left-hand side, you see that how you call that person? Người chăn trâu, a caretaker of the ox, a cow. Yeah, buffalo herder. Buffalo herder that he go and looking for a buffalo. Yeah, looking for a ox, a cow. So the picture is... according to my research, that it had been for a long, long time. So we don't know who created that because the record doesn't recording. So we don't know is when it stuck. But in the Zen book, we saw the picture like from Dr. D.T. Suzuki in the essay in Zen Buddhism. In English, also, he also have talking and explain about this 10 picture. But according to that, I see that is we don't know that is how long ago, but in the 12th century, the Do picture would appear in the monastic practice. They appear in the monastic practice. So the people saw that, and they also see that very helpful. So very helpful for the practitioner to practice meditation. Because that tell you where the step you are on the process of your practice. So that's why Do Picha was created. They found that it's in the 12th century. Do Picha was created by a Zen master, Tengku and Wat Am from China. The two masters, they created Do Picha, 10 picture, but the other one I don't have in here, only 10 picture in Zen practice. And the other one they have in Mahayana practice too. Different picture. The other one is similarity, but you can see the cow is from the dark cow, dark color. And little by little from practice, and the dark cow become clear and clean. Become a white cow. This, if you based on this, if you written the sutra we call Lotus Sutra. Any of you know the Lotus Sutra? Yeah, in Papua. Mention this is about the story. It's a one rich man who he a billionaire and he had all everything material in his life and he had everything. And he have a bunch of children. And his house have only a small door. And that door is very narrow. And the house getting fire. the house gets in fire. And he get out from the house. And he asked the children, please get out from the house because the house getting burned, getting fire. So you have to get out. And some children, they very smart and listen to the father. They get out from the house. And the other, they enjoy inside the house. They don't care the fire. They don't know what the meaning of the fire either. So they remain in there. They get killed. The other one get out. Before that, he said, please get out at the corner here. I'm going to give you a white wagon with the cow. With the cow is a white cow with the wagon. And the other one, the deer cow with the wagon. And then the children who smart, they like it. So they want to run out of the burning house. So they get out and he give. But when he give only a white cow wagon. And then they said, why you want to give that only the white cow wagon? He said, that is the only white cow I give you. The cow indicated for, in Buddhist philosophy, is indicated for every human being have your own Buddha nature. So, a millionaire, a rich guy, richest guy, he is as the Buddha, play the role at the Buddha. And the children at us. And the fire of the house is indicated for in this life, in this society, you see all the fire from angry, hatred, and ignorance. So always fighting. Like in this house, samsara, they call it samsara house. Samsara world is always get fire. So the Buddha said, please get out. Please get out and I'm going to give you this and that. But really, whatever within us, he just saw that you have your own Buddha nature. He didn't give anything. But based on the teaching of the Lotus Sutra is the cow is, meaning of the cow is to say that the Buddha want to point that to every human being have the capacity to become a Buddha or to become awakening. So that cow is related to the 10th picture here. You can see that cow is related to the 10th picture here. And you can see the first picture. The first picture is looking for what? Looking for a cow. You see the first picture? The hunter, the cow herder. The cow herder looking for his own cow. But he see all the jungles and waterfalls and he didn't know where the cow. He didn't know. He didn't know where the cow. So in here, the meaning that at the human being, we live with our sorrow, angry, hatred, and ignorant. So we suffer in life. You see, our life is very suffer. Born is supper. You get old age is supper. The body, aching and thing, you know. So, and you have to take a lot of pills and combination medicine too much and make you sleepy and you don't want to get up and too many things. When you get old, you can see that it's not easy. It's really suffering. And then you get sick, you're suffering too. And then you want something, you cannot get it, also suffering. And you love somebody, you have to leave that person, you also suffering. When you hate somebody, and you don't want to see that person, but you always see him, you go to market, you see that guy. You go to Dharma, Compassion, Manatha, you also see that guy. No matter where you go, you always see that guy. So you hate that person. But in Vietnamese, we call it ghét cô nào trời trao cô đó. Ghét means you hate that. Whatever you hate, and then God will send that to you. You see, that is very difficult. It's life is supper. Life is supper. But life is supper. That when you want to looking for something, you searching for something in order to be peace and happy. But sometimes you doubt with your own mind too, because your mind is just like a monkey. A monkey, so cannot trust. Morning time, says something good, happy. Evening, afternoon, maybe change mind. Just like monkey. The monkey mind jump up and down up the tree. Never stay still, because that monkey never get a training, as I mentioned to you earlier. We did not train our monkey mind in a good way. So that's why our life become doubted, supper. Everything is never satisfied. So that's why we want to searching for something. Whatever we see in our life is our six senses, contact with outside world, never be happy. Never be happy. But we want to find something in material, in spiritual. Material is you looking for, you never end. You want to get a beautiful purse, nice and expensive, but never end there. Nice clothes, nice shoe, but never end. Maybe 10, 20 shoe in your glasses, but never ending with desire. Desire never ending. In Vietnamese, we used to say a poem. Cái túi không có đáy, it means the pocket never have a bottom. Never. Everything you put in. I tell you the story. This story famous in Vietnam, probably Cindy and you know. You from Vietnam, do you? Yeah, you may know. Ăn khế trả ngàn vàng. You don't know? Maybe you're right here. So. Cindy know? This story, you hear that and you know that is, oh, the time is, how come I happy enough? So this story is very interesting in Vietnam. Every young kids, they know. The father who have two sons, the brothers, elder brother and the brother, two sons, and he passed away. And he left for his children, the husband and wife, passed away and left for children property, one house, a nice house. And the other one is property is with the starboard, Swiss starboard. You know starboard? You don't know? Starboard? Yeah, Bruce. Yeah. Like star, yeah. Take care of your con.
Yellow,
yeah. Sweet guy. And the brother is a very, greedy. He's greedy. He want the house. Got a house, big house. And he said, you are my brother. So you better keep that property with the star root tree. You keep it. And the brother, younger brother, he say nothing. He say nothing. So every day, the younger brother came to the tree and take care of the tree good. And then the tree give a lot of fruit, starboard and sweet. And every day, morning time, early in the morning, is one bird came, a big bird, I think eagle or something, came and eat the bird. And then the brother sat under the tree and he cried. He said, dear bird, you know, my father passed away and he left the property. And my brother took care of the house, and I have only the tree here. And I waiting for the Bruce is getting bright. and then I will bring to the market and sell. And then I will make money for my family living. So you, if you keep eating like that, and then I cannot make any profit. So he cries, and the bird's understanding. You see, birds can understand maybe instant time, the story, just a story. But the story have the meaning in this. So the bird said, don't worry. So you make a pocket, a bag is you make a tree of your, what's it called? Bagang. Is it 1, 2, 3, long? Length. Yeah, hand like length. Tree, the back long like that. And you will go with me tomorrow morning. I'm going to take you someplace you can get jewelry and diamond and ruby, pearl, and I will take you. And then the brother hear that, and he go home, ask his wife, make the bag exactly the measurement, 3 length of hand long. Then the bird came in the morning, he ate the star fruits, and then the bird asked him to sit in the back. And it took him to the other side of island, maybe Hawaii, I think. Took him to Hawaii. And then he landing there, and the bird said, I waiting for you. You go and pick up the jewelry and treasures and whatever you like, and pick up and fill up your bag. And then he did that because he not ready. He, you know, he just think enough for his family. So he took that enough. Then he come back, and the bird take him back to his property with the star fruit tree. Then he come home. He become rich with the jewelry and the diamond. He become rich. And then the elder brother, why now he become rich? He have only the property, land, a small land with the tree. How come now he become rich? And then the brother become more desire. He want to see why. Then he come. He ask, hey, brother, why you become rich? You have only daddy left, mom, dad passed away. They left only that much of property, and you take care of the fruit tree. How come now you become rich? And then the brother honest to tell the true story to his elder brother. He told us true stories about what happened to him. Then he exchanged. You know what I mean? He exchanged. He said, now you took my house. I took the property with this, the tree, the star root tree, and I will stay there. And I waiting for the bus come. The bus come, and then the bus asked me, I will tell them to help me as he did, the bus help you. Then the bus came next day, week after the exchange. The property and the tree. Then the bird came, eat, and he also, the brother told him, if the bird came and you also do that, the same thing, you have to cry. And you lamb that, it don't eat the fruit, and the fruit is, that is how I, from family survival. So don't eat all the fruit and you keep cry. And the bird also hear the sound of him, you know, under the tree. And then he said, well, don't worry. Tomorrow, you make a bag with 3 length of the hand. I will be back and take you to Hawaii. Take you to the island. And he do the same thing exactly. Exactly the brother did. And then he come back and the bird asked him They sit on the back of the birds and he fly. And he go there, the birds, he told you, I wait, you go and pick up whatever you want and fill up. And then the guy, you know, he very greedy and desire for have more thing. And he put fill up with the bag of jewelries and thing. And then he put all in his clothes and, you know, he put whatever, wherever he can put, he put. He carry maybe more than that. No, he make the bag longer, 9 inches, nine length of the hand. Then very become big and heavy. Then the bird doesn't say anything. When the bird come, fly back to the land, to the land where he live, then on the way, halfway, too heavy. What happened? The bird landing, and he fell in the ocean with all the jewelry. He got killed because of too heavy and his desire. Because the bird know that he can carry only that much. But the guy make more than that. So from the story to tell us, when you desire too much, then your life becomes supper. You think it's enough. Even if you think enough, you think not enough, you lie down on a big bed, a fancy luxury bed, nice house, you're not happy. If you're happy, Cindy, yeah, we travel, and Elaine, we travel to India, on Russia today, she came? Russia not come today. They travel with me to India for pyramid. We're happy. We sleep on the train. We sleep in 9 hotel, 5-star, 3 hotel, and the temple. They all okay, happy. Because when you're happy, important when you're happy, everywhere you lie down, or everything you eat, you're happy. You see our friend today. What's your name, please?
Tom.
Very lovely. Tom came. I heard Elaine's friend told me that he... Tom working, so he tired, so he rest. You see, he very relaxed. Just lie down on the carpet and take a nap. He happy. Get up and listen to Dharma talk. You see, he didn't ask the monks and Reverend Tin Mang or the other people, can I go and lie down in big bed or night bed in the room? No, just lie down. You feel sleep, just rest. You eat hungry, you go in kitchen. That's how Zen practice. You're hungry, go get eat something. Is tired, rest. That's it. You live with the nature. Whatever the body want, need that, and you just do it with your mindful. That's how we practice in the daily life. You go to the monastery, you see the monks. They live the same thing. They also practice. But everything they do in the mindful. That's why we get training. When we enter the monastery, we already get training. Everything we do is recite the gatha. The gatha have the meaning of that. And then make our mind at the present moment. Same thing. We go brushing teeth, go to toilet, and we go to eat, and we get up from bed, and whatever we do, every moment, every action is in at the present moment from our the gatha we do. So keep our mind at the present moment. That is how we find peace and happy. If you do that and you feel that you happy, you have a happy life. The money not worth it, your happiness and peace. So anyway, it's a third picture. You can see that how he's searching because life is everything in the nature you have, but you're not aware of the beautiful nature. Like you come here to practice, the monk teach you, the reverend teach you is aware of the nature because the nature gives you a beauty, pretty, but you, with your inner self, angry, hatred, and ignorant, to cover up with your mindful. with your peaceful of mind. That's why you become supper, become anger. So now is this young boy, the herder, he looking for something. So now he looking for something. And then the next picture, he found out the traces, the footprint, traces, tracks. The tracks, you can see, the tracks, footprint, like a cow footprint. He looking, he go looking for that. That picture we call, the first one is looking for the cow. And the second one is seeing the traces of the cow. You see the traces of the cow. He looking for the traces of the cow. Then the number three, he found the cow. When you want to looking for the cow, or in here you see you want to looking for the deer. If you are looking for the deer, the jungle too big, you cannot. If you want to looking for where they live, how you do? Yeah, that's how we do. From the trash, we can looking for the cow. So that's why the number two picture is you based on the teaching of the Buddha. Then you can seeking or looking for a cow. You cannot find it. So if you see the teaching of the Buddha, teach you the way how to find a cow. So if you know on that, you learn something from the book, the sutra, or the monks, to teach you how to do that, then you can find the cow. The cow, without that, you cannot find. I have to show you, if you want to looking for a deer, a troop of deer coming down here last night or this morning, now they went up to there where they stay. Then I tell you, now you want to find where they stay, you go looking for the trust of the deer. You get the meaning? You get the meaning, yeah. So from that point, you can track on where they live. And then the boy, the herder, follow up with that instruction, and he found the cow, the butt of the cow. He hiding inside the bushes. He hiding inside the bushes. You see that? And then he pulled the cow out, seeking for the cow, and then he catching. You see? Now he catching. He catching the cow. He catching the cow. He catching the cow. But the cow is that a wild cow. Their life is in the jungle. They become wild. So now you a little understand the meaning. It is the Buddha, this picture, the Zen master want to describe about the process of your practice. To the teaching, you found the cow, your own cow, your own Buddha nature. But your own Buddha nature was be buried with too many things covered up. Now you want it clean and clear right away, you cannot. Because you let it go for million year from your revived life already, up to now, still let it go. Become wild already, become attachment to material world. So your mind cannot be still. The cow cannot be still. You tell, stay, stop. The cow this cannot be. Then you found the cow already. Then you put the what? The string. You see that? The string. The string. The string is where they put the string, not like the dog. To the nose, yeah. They make the nose. They make the hole. The hole through the nose of the cow. Because that only way you can control easy. Because when the cow tries to run this way and that way, and then you pull it back. You pull it back and hurt their nose. They stop. Cannot put in the leg. The leg, they're going to break it. That's why they put in the cow. In here, this country, they do that or not? No, I don't think so. I don't think they do that. Huh? A long time ago. Oh, yes, ancient time. I saw in the old picture. Ancient time they did. So when you put the when you take care of the cow at that time, is you catching the cow already, you put the string and then herding the cow. You're herding the cow. That is the moment now you do. The practitioner that we do now. Herding the cow because we let the cow go too many lifetimes. That's why we born in this world, samsara world, again and again. So now you already get the teaching profound meaning of the Buddha already. And you found the cow already. You have your own cow. You have your own Buddha nature. When the Buddha get enlightenment on the Bodhi tree in Buddha Gaya, where we went there, yeah. So when he saw the star rising on the sky, and then after 49 days, and he got enlightenment, awakening, he said, it's wonderful, wonderful. I already got my own Buddha nature. And every human being also have the Buddha nature. But their Buddha nature was covered with their angry, hatred, and ignorance, their delusion. I have to raise my bodhicitta or my compassion to show them the way how to get enlightened as I do. He said that after he saw the star, after he get enlightenment for the 7 weeks. So you see that? So that's why you follow the teaching of the Buddha, and that is the instruction. We show you how to go back to your own true self. That way from the picture. Now is the number five picture. Now you see that the number four picture, you're catching already. Not easy time. That is not easy time. I tell you the story. When I was young, I lived with my master, he very famous, Thay Nhất Hạnh, and him just like brother, my brother, Dharma brother. So I stay with him at the monastery in Vung Tau city, not very far from Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City. Now they call Ho Chi Minh City. So out up high mountain. Then we practice. At that time, I'm very young, about 16, 17, I left. Home 11 years old, but I stay with my master, not until 16. And I see many monks, they practice hope in the meditation hall, and we call jendo, big jendo. And then the monk, they practice. You know, they practice, I can see they struggle from their practice. But I'm young, I don't know yet about Zen, you know. So I just come interesting to live in the monastic life, so I like it. So I don't know that. And then some monk, the senior monk, they live there and they practice. So sometimes they talk. I said they talk to themselves. Because of you, I go back to the. I go to the hell. I suffer in my life because of you. He scold, you know, scolding. So I said, what kind of monk is this? They crazy? You know, I think it's how come he do that? And he told me a story of that. I said, how come it's happened in the temple monastic life they do that? Surely they are a good practitioner. They are up to the number four picture. Because without that, when you have the cow already, you cast the cow already, you have to put the string on his nose. And then you also use the stick you used this morning for practice exercise, use the stick to hit in him. I tell you the story. It's happened in the monastic life. One day, a Zen master asked his student, how you take care, how you hurt your own cow? And he said, when my cow go into the other people's right field, I'm going to take him back, hold the string, take his nose, and take him back with the stick, hit her. And then the master, yes, you are a very excellent herder of the cow. Because usually we let our mind go in different direction. We don't know how to take care. We don't know how to herding the cow. So that's why your own cow get beat from the other people, owner of the right field. They're beating up. We see that it happened. In this society, too many things happen in life. Because you don't know how to take care, or you don't know how to herding your cow, your own cow. It takes many years. Many Westerners came to the Zen master and asked, you know, master, I practiced for 6 years already, but my cow still become wild. That's not enough. You know, many Zen masters, they spend 30 years, 40 years, hold their life in the monastery. They live high mountain to practice in order to make their cow become disciplined. Not short time. But Westerner, they want to practice and then enlighten. Practice, enlighten. No. We have to live in the monastery for a long time, you know, and sit in. That's why Dogen in Japan, he said, sit in. The more you sit, the more your mind become calm and discipline your own cow. Cannot be enlightened right away, next day. So we always, I'm when I was young too, I came to my master, I stayed there, and I said, oh, wow, the teaching of the Buddha, very powerful meaning. I think I'm going to get enlightenment in a year. But cannot. In a poem, it's a very famous poem. They say that in Vietnamese. I translate, so sorry, I have to translate for you. I know in Vietnamese, I learned from my master, so I know. That the poem say that Đố ngộ tuy đồng Phật, đa sanh tạp khí thâm. Phong đình ba thượng dũng, lý nguyệt, lý hiện, nguyệt du sâm. Temporary translate that is đốn ngộ. When đốn ngộ, it means a sudden enlightened. You can see that you are equal to the Buddha, because the Buddha also attained the Buddha nature from his himself. And we hear the teaching of the Buddha. The teaching is sudden enlightened. You awaken the same thing. So that is the first sentence. The second, Đố ngộ tuy đồng Phật, đa sanh, it means many lifetime. You already learning some bad karma into your own life. Into your own life already. So just one day, you cannot erase that. So that's why it's still there. The third sentence is Phong đình ba thượng dụng. It means a wind already stopped, but the wave still up and down. You go in the ocean, you can see the wind already stopped. It means you already want to stop your attachment from outside world. You want that. You want to stop that already. It, the wind already stopped, but the wave still up and down. It means your thoughts still come up, rising and disappear, and rising again and again. Lý hiện nguyệt du sâm. It means the understanding, understood, already there. But the meaning, the true meaning of your practice to attain enlightenment, still nguyệt, it means the moon, still far away in the clouds. You know. You know what the meaning. You know that how to practice. But many lifetimes you already learned a best karma into your own life already, in your own mind already. So now you want to erase that, not easy. So you have to practice. That's why we have to practice a year and a year and a year, many years, to be disciplined with your own cow. And number five picture, you see, different from number four and number five. How different? How different? Cow tame, good. Cow become tame. You too, with you now. At that time, you can sit on the back of the cow and play the flute. You cannot play the flute when the cow become crazy. The cow going to kill you. Cannot. You have to be aware of that. You have to know that is the number four is the now we do. Our friend and community practice we do now. Discipline now. Yeah. And then number four is a more relaxed. So what when you practice like that, it become a habit. It means become like a karma. Karma is good or bad karma. So become a habit is a good karma. Then the cow become tempted. You and the cow is more relaxed now. Like before, yeah. Before you like clothes, a nice clothes, fancy clothes. Even you like it, you want to get it. Or something you like, you want to get it. A pair of shoes. You like it, but your desire, your attachment, you don't control it, don't discipline it. Then your mind says, oh, go get it. Even don't have money, go and you MasterCard and credit card, you know, or go borrow money from friend. But when you already discipline that and you have awareness, why I have too many shoes? Why I have too many clothes? No need. 1, 2, 3 enough already. Too many, no plate to food. And I don't need to use like Marcos, Mrs. Ameda. Too many shoes, and even one many shoes never take a tax off. You see the tax of the brand new shoe? Not using because desire. One this and one that. Now you become disciplined already, your mind, and you said no. And you said, no, it's no. But before, no, still. No, but still. I want it. Tomorrow, I have to go to Macy, get it. No matter what, I'm going to use my charge card, even up to the what you call the credit line, up to maximum already. But I want, no matter what. But you see that the desire and attachment we have to control. That's cause the suffering of life. That's cause for people suffer. I live in this society, I know. Why the monk, they live very simple. They happy. Because they more disciplined. the picture number 4. Something they want. Don't think that the monks and nuns, they live in the training monastery, monastic life. They don't have desire. Yes, they do. Physically, honest. Mentally. For material. We want a nice car too. Expensive car too. Don't say not. But we stop it. Stop. The car is using for transportation. Why we crazy for that? Why we have to buy too expensive car? A lot of money. Have to pay a lot of money for insurance. And then, you know, it's you charge car and make a big loan. And now you see the people suffer. The people who not suffer, they don't have much desire before. Now it's the middle class people, they suffer when the economy cracked down. You read the newspaper. Last night I read the article. I bought the Los Angeles Times magazine. I brought with me. Last night I could not sleep, so I read the article. Now they said the middle class people suffer more because they have too many things own. People who under, you know, SSI, or they have a little income, or they save some money before, they still relax. Like my father, brother and sister, they own too many houses when they make money. And now the economy cracked down and they have a nail, the Medicare and Medicare. Pedicure shop. Before they make good money, $20,000 a month. And they invest here and there, buy houses, and they think they're going to get rich. And now all the house, the bank took over. Because their customers, they cannot make money. When they make money, they can make themselves beauty. Yeah? Lady, they have money. They go more often in the nail shop, medical shop. They want to make themselves pretty. And now they don't have money. They do at home. So they lose the customer. And then my brothers and sister, they cannot make money. They cannot handle the mortgage and let the bank take. They have a nice car, own big money. You see that? Just my family, I know. And I look at everybody outside, you know, they also have the same problem. You can see that. If you don't control your own self, your own desire and attachment, then you will be suffer. So when you come to the monastery like this, you learn how to discipline your own self. You have to discipline your own self. So, like the herder and the cow now become tempted. They tempted and more disciplined, more relaxed. You don't have to worry much. So, you know where you are now with the number 4 and number 5 picture now, where you are, Elaine. Where you are in number 4 and number 5 picture.
Me?
Yes. Still, you see?
I go back and
yeah. You see? Where you are now. Up to that point, you can see. How about you, Cindy? Where you are now? Number 4, still? You see? Mark, where are you now?
Part-time number 5.
I give you credit. You're still better than me. Mark better than me. Even I live in a monastery many years, but I still desire, attachment too many. I want to have a temple here and there. You see? Attachment too. So Mark's still better than me. Anyway, you can see that pie picture. And then number 6 picture, you can see that the herder And the cow, very good now. Very good. You see he play? What he play? A flute. That is how the happy time. If you practice up to number six pitcher, up to that point, you will be happy. Because everything under your control. Yeah, you say no, it's no. You say no, I don't want it. No, no. Before, no, yet, no, 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 yet, no. like Mark said, the part-time, yeah. Part-time back. Part-time back and forth. Okay, so that number seven picture, you can see that is, number six picture, we call coming home on the cow back. Coming home. Where is coming home? Coming home means you go back to your original mind. Coming home. Home is mean your own home, your original home. You've been away wandering far, too far, thousands of miles. You know, so now you already awakening. Then you go back to your original home. It's where you are at the present moment. To make yourself peace and happy. So that is coming home. And number seven, picture is a cow forgotten, leaving a man alone. You see, the cow is forgotten because at that time, the mind is become peace. You forget about herding the cow. No more cow. Your mind is become one already. Interesting, yeah? Interesting. And the number eight picture, interesting. I tell you the story. When I was my master attendant in Vietnam on the monastery, and Thay Nhat Hanh, at that time he in French. I think he in America. He studied in America. So he wrote to my master, send my master a picture of him. And that is back long time ago, before 1963. I think 64. But my master keep in his drawer as sneaky. I usually, according to my precept, I cannot do that. Cannot looking for master pictures or a thing he put. I have to get the permission. But I'm very curious about Thay Nhat Hanh. I heard about him. I read some of his book in Vietnamese. I like it. So I know my master get a letter from him. So I one day he take a shower. He took a shower in the bathroom, and I go and take the drawer and open. I saw a picture of Thay Nhat Hanh, very young. And he wrote my master letter with only this one circle. Make me very curious about. I want to know why the two Zen master communication only the circle. Later on, I learned 10 picture. I know. It means Thay Nhat Hanh send to him, ask him, where you are now? Is you in this circle now? This circle is you already now become the picture, become that we call the cow and the man both gone out of the sight. The cow and the man both gone out with the sight. Cannot see totally. Like a moon. Shine moon, shiny, beautiful. Now you see that. If you practice up to that point and you become peaceful, happy, cow and the harder is become in one circle. It's gone. And number nine picture, you can see that the returning to the original, back to the source. back to the source, go back to the original. You see the picture number one and the picture number nine, similarity. The serenity is a beauty, but when the people they live with their thoughts, they're angry, they're delusioned, so they cannot enjoy the beauty of the nature. The nature original is the beauty. Nothing is wrong, but the people, the person make it become wrong. So that's why you can see that when you go back to the original, you look at is the nature, the tree and the stream and the clouds and the skies and the deers and everything is from your original mind. You look at, but without thinking and without attachment. Without attachment. You look at it from your six senses. Before, okay, when you look at the flower here, in the sutra, Malanga Sutra, the Buddha said, "Tri kiến lập tri." Tri kiến is mean seeing and knowing. Already, you put up with your delusion mind. And you look at the flower, then you think that the flower is beautiful. And then if you look at the flower here, beautiful, then your mind become attachment. Beautiful and not beautiful. Ugly and beautiful is a two side duality. And duality is two side and cause your suffer. If the flower beautiful and you like it, if the flower not beautiful, one day, 2 days, it's become dead. Then what happened? Then you're not happy. So if you look at the flower, it's the flower. Nothing wrong with the flower. The flower beautiful now and next day, or after next day, it doesn't matter to you. Look at the thing without your add in anything else on that. If you add in anything else on that from your perception, then it's become wrong. So now the number nine picture, you go back to original mind. Then you look at everything without attachment, then nothing wrong. If you attach to that, then you like it, you don't like it. This become duality. That's why you read in the Heart Sutra, the Heart Sutra or Diamond Sutra, you can see that if you live with your mind, it's with your mind of duality. You good and bad, clean and unclean, light and no light, light and dark, nirvanas and samsara. So that is duality. The human being always thinking is duality. Duality is always changing, moment to moment. So if you go back to original mind, it's you go back to original mind, it means return to the origin and back to the source. Then you will become enlightened. That is how the Buddha returning back to his original mind under the Bodhi tree. We call him enlightenment. That is how enlightenment. Yeah. And then the last picture, interesting one. You look at the picture, the last one is with the old man with his big belly and smiling. So you can see that. And he see a young boy, a young girl carry the fish and he come and play with them. And he enjoy. At that time, is the mind is become without attachment and thinking, then everything you go, everywhere you go, even you go to nightclub, your mind cannot be attachment. At that time is after you go back to the source of your own source, then you go back to the society to help the people. That's the difference from between Mahayana tradition and Theravada tradition. Theravada tradition, when they attain the enlightenment, then they will enter Nirvana. They don't want to have any human being. But in Mahayana tradition, when they go back to their original source, return to their original source, then go back to society to help the people. Because in Mahayana tradition, they don't believe that all the sentient beings have a capacity to become enlightened. But in Mahayana tradition, Bodhisattva vow, we see that all the human sentient beings, they have their own Buddha nature. They have a capacity to be awakening. So we have to go back to the society to help them, to guide them from darkness to enlighten. So that's why the last picture, a man go back to the society happily and enjoy to help the people, meet the young kids, and even the kids give him meat food. He eat too. Yeah, he enjoy. Thầy Tịnh Mạng one day, maybe they brought some hamburger to him. He will enjoy. Maybe a bit of big piece of chicken and a big piece of meat, yeah? So bring to him, so he enjoy sitting there and eat. And then the people asking, why you eat Thầy Tịnh Mạng? I said, meat is meat, and myself is myself. I just eat. You see that? No, but Thầy Tịnh Mạng not yet. Myself too. just joking. Just joking. So when you go back to that number 10 picture, that is how the Zen master, they reacted this on the process of our practice. So from step to step. But now we all now in number 4 picture, that is we still what? We still that what? Yeah, discipline the mind. We still that. Is that interesting, yeah? Okay, so any question? We time up now. 10 minutes already over. Huh? Oh, yeah, maybe afternoon we go back to this question and answer. Yeah? Okay, because the time for lunch, silent meal. Okay? Very good. I try my best to explain to you, but I hope you understand that. You see, if you practice in Mahayana tradition, a Zen practice, this is the 10 picture we do. Yeah. You know where you are. If you enjoy, you like it, make a copy for your own self. I'm very happy to have here. Good English one. I want to make a copy for each of you, but I see Thầy Tịnh Mạng very poor, so I decided this morning, no, I don't copy. I just put in the ball. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to give a talk in Vietnamese about that 10 picture to his student too, because many of them practice meditation. So I think that will be a big help. No matter you practice Zen or you practice recite the name of Amida Butsu, Amida Buddha, all the same of practice. This is spiritual progress of practice. So no matter where you are, you still know you where you are based on this philosophy or teaching. Okay? All right, so thank you so much. So please, Thầy Tịnh Mạng, maybe recite something to ending my Dharma talk.
So thank you, Master, for giving a talk. And thank you for everyone for being in a sit and still and listen and thanking the children. Now I will, to conclude the talk, I will invite three sound of bells. So please be sitting still and back, relax the body in your mind. And so we conclude by inviting three bells.